Dreamscape presents A Wealth of Deception by Trish Esden, narrated by Emily Ellett. To collectors of antiques and art, books and stones, ugly sweaters, international stamps, whatever it is that gives you joy, keep up the hunt. Life's too short not to pursue your passions. When I was 17, my grandparents died in a plane crash, a single-engine plane, within sight of our house. The therapist suggested I create a memory box dedicated to them. I didn't tell her I'd already declared the field where they went down a living memorial, at least in my mind. Instead of opening my heart, I bristled and did as she asked, gluing photographs, newspaper articles, and other odds and ends into the craft store box she provided. Then I closed the box's lid and scrawled orange and red flames on the outside, crayons snapping under the ferocity of my grip. Satisfied, the therapist smiled. That afternoon, I buried the box in the field. It felt like a hollow tribute compared to my living memorial. Still, the act of creating had left its mark. A few years later, when I was working on my degrees and interning at auction houses, I found my chest tightening when I saw or handled certain pieces, outsider art most often. Art created from pure intentions, emotion without the hindrance that can come with formal training. Sure, the neurons at the back of my brain always went crazy when I crossed paths with any genuine quality piece of art or antique. But outsider art hit me the hardest. Love and loss, pain and secrets. Emotions made manifest. Edie Brown. Chapter 1.
Whoa, check this out!
It was late afternoon on June 25th. Kala and I were sitting in the shade of the front porch, sipping citrus vodka on the rocks while we sorted through a mountain of vintage jewelry, pricing what was sellable and setting the rest aside. I looked up in time to see her pluck a glittering monkey-shaped brooch out of the pile. I studied the creature, hands raised to cover its eyes. Is that one of the three wise monkeys?
See no evil. Isn't he wonderful?
She pinned the brooch onto the bandana that held back her curly afro.
Take him off my paycheck. He's mine. And I claim the other two monkeys if they surface.
I laughed. You can have them all. Call it a bonus for cruel and unusual punishment. I slid plastic pearls off a broken...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?